This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. An FDA advisory panel meets today and tomorrow to decide whether to recommend booster doses of the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines. The AP's Mike Gracia on What Then.
A final decision on authorizing those boosters will be made by the FDA next week, and if approved, then the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will debate who should get them. A new study raises the prospect of different vaccines giving a better boost to people who received the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Preliminary results of a U.S. government study found people who originally received the J&J vaccine had a stronger immune response if they got either a Moderna or Pfizer shot as their booster than those who received another dose of the J&J vaccine.
More than 10,000 John Deere and Company workers are on strike. Union members rejected a contract offer earlier this week that would have given 5% raises to some workers and 6% raises to others. The AP's Mike Hempen.
The company is expected to report record profits of between $5.7 billion and $5.9 billion this year. Deere has been reporting strong sales of its agricultural and construction equipment. Earlier this year, another group of UAW-represented workers went on strike at a Volvo Trucks plant in Virginia and wound up with better pay and lower-cost health benefits after rejecting three tentative contract offers.
We're learning more about a Danish man suspected of a bow and arrow attack that killed five people in a small town in Norway. This morning, police say he is a Muslim convert who had previously been flagged as having been radicalized. Why he allegedly did this, they say, is not clear yet. A building fire in Taiwan has killed 46 people. The cause of the fire unclear at the moment. This is AP News. William Shatner has been talking about his trip to space yesterday. The AP's Margie Zarletta on the 90-year-old William Shatner's journey.
Star Trek actor William Shatner is a changed man after blasting 66 miles into space as part of the Blue Origin space flight on Wednesday. William Shatner says he had an idea of what Earth would look like from space, but he was amazed at how thin the blue comforter around the Earth is. Shatner tells Blue Origin founder Jeff Bezos the space capsule burst through the blue, then it was just black.
This is life, and that's death. And it's in an instant, you go, whoa, that's death.
Audio courtesy of Blue Origin. Shatner says one of the toughest parts of his trip, getting up the gantry steps.
Social Security recipients will get a 5.9% increase in 2022. That's the biggest cost of living adjustment in 39 years. It follows a burst in inflation as the economy struggles to shake off the drag of the COVID pandemic. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.